Kiss with the Kevin and Sonia Show.
You know, when you've got a rare opportunity like this, you got to go for it, right? And with Prince Harry and Meghan no longer going to be working members of the royal family as of this spring, you know that maybe there's an opportunity here for maybe one of us here in the show to take one of those vacated spots.
It's a stretch, but we're rolling with it.
You know, never say never. You know, you don't know unless you try. And this is, I guess, a working
interview. You have to try. Okay. And one of the things that the royals are known for, Jordan, Kevin, it would be championing. What's that word?
Good thing you are auditioning.
Six times to try. Go ahead.
Championing.
Championing.
Oh, no, I can't say it
either. You messed
me up. It's not even a word. It's not even a word anymore. You've got to stand behind these causes and support them. So I've assigned you each a fake charity. Kevin, you have been given the Elder Millennial Society for the Preservation of Man Buns.
Ah, yes. Okay. And then producer
Jordan, the New Order of Uggs.
So we've had 15 minutes to come up with a sort of a way to spotlight those very worthy causes. And then we're going to see who did it best. So producer Jordan, again, 15 minutes. Let's see what you came up with.
Okay.
Starting now.
Power. Okay. Hear ye, everyone. I have an announcement. I am Duke Jordan.
Duke.
Uggs are making a comeback. This is the New Order of Uggs. I have found that if you splurge and spend a little bit more than on the standard pair of Uggs that they cost, you can get yourself a fine pair of snow boots or rain boots. Keeping your feet warm and stylish, not like unstylish Uggs used to be, these boots are fit for a queen. See what I did there?
Oh.
But really, any royal could wear these. Uggs have a sense of humanity.
They do?
I've taken an excerpt from their website. We promote diversity, gender equality, female empowerment, and inclusion for all.
Copyright.
We are talking about Uggs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's elevating them.
They like to give back to the community and to people. As a gift for you, for having me, I have a pair of Uggs for everyone. You get Uggs, and you get Uggs, and you get Uggs. Everyone, they get Uggs. Yes. Wait, not done yet.
Oh, God.
The queen may be missing a grandson, but she doesn't have to feel unloved and backstabbed with betrayal. She has Uggs to fill the void that keeps her looking elegant and comfortable, and hopefully having me fill the position of grandson.
Nice!
Uggs and me were fit for a queen.
You know, okay. I gotta say, it was a bit salesy off the top.
Well, it has to be. I'm helping sell it.
Yeah. It felt like a sales piece. But then at the end, there was so much heart in there. I'm with you.
I like that you're not just applying for a position to join the royal family, but you're also looking for a new grandmother.
Yeah.
Like, it's very true.
And she's got money, so she's the right one to choose.
And I do think she looks super cute in Uggs.
I feel like I'm going to be a royal. So don't you have to bow and curtsy to the royals?
Generally, that's
your protocol.
I feel
like I'm one step closer to that.
You better practice.
Oh.
What I also want to know is what happened to your accent? Like, you started with it and disappeared.
No, that was supposed to just be the caller person that like says the hear ye the crier.
Oh, I see the
town
crier.
Don't worry. Yeah, Kevin's just shooting you down to make himself look better
because
he's probably nervous about his endorsement for the Elder Millennial Society for the Preservation of Man Buns.
Hello, this is the Duke of the Lower Mainland, and I'm here to talk to you about a very worthy cause. The Elder Millennial Society for the Preservation of Man Buns. And I would like to take a moment to shine the spotlight and speak to my fellow millennials in only the way that I know they understand.
Oh, you
lose.
Now, this is a story all about how I put my hair up one day instead of down. I'd like to take a minute, just sit down, hun, to tell you about the Millennial Society for Preservation of Man Buns.
Yeah!
Regain composure.
Oh.
Here we are. In Western Canada, born and raised, in Gastown is where I spent most of my days, jamming out to music before it was cool. Sporting a man bun was my number one rule. When a couple of guys, who are up to no good, started cutting their hair in my neighborhood, I put up my hand and I said, I can't be the only one, a millennial hipster trying to save the man bun.
Whoa! 15 minutes
I don't
and
even
you
know
lay
this
that down.
Bow down is what I say. Bow down. Thank
bow
you
down
very
to
much.
A potential new royal.
Can I be like the maid or your servant that gets to steal the jewels from your bedroom?
How quickly you fall.
Hey, I still get riches.
The Kevin and Sonia Show on Kiss Radio.